From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Sounds from the Global Village, a musical trip around the world. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program in Cameroon, and we'll listen to a field recording made in 1965 by the French ethnologist Charles Duvel. This is from a compilation released on the Dutch SWP label, the album African Gems. Now, SWP Records is probably best known for their extensive compilation series, highlighting vintage African field recordings made in the 1940s and 50s by ethnologist Hugh Tracy. Well, African Gems features recordings made by those who came after Mr. Tracy to further document traditional African music. The ethnologists represented here include Charles Duvel, David Fanshawe, Benoit Kersin, and Jos Ganseman. This recording, made by Monsieur Duvel, is from the Beti, B-E-T-I, ethnic group of Cameroon. It's a percussion ensemble piece, featuring wooden xylophones, rather prominently, performed by the François-Marie Ngoa group. It's entitled Obama Ondua Ebini.
Thank you. So John a woman came to a maid of beauty rare. May Colvin was her name, her father's only heir. He wooed her, but he wooed her Ben, he wooed her in the hall, till he's gotten her consent to mount and ride a war. They've gone down to her father's bar, where all the steep that stand. There they've chosen her father's horse, the best that's in the land. He's got on, she's got on, swiftly they did flee, till they came to a lonely spot, a rock by the side of the sea. Get down, May Colvin, your bridal here you see. I have drowned 7 young ladies, and the 8th one you shall be. Cast off, May Colvin, all in your silken gown. It's our good and costly to rot in the salt sea foam. Cast off, May Colvin, all in your silver shoon. It our good and costly to rot in the salt sea foam. Turned around faster, John, look to the leaf of the tree, for it ne'er became a gentleman, a naked lady to see. He's turned himself around, and he's looked to the leaf of the tree. So swiftly did May Colvin cast him into the sea. Help, oh help, May Colvin, no help, or else I'll drown. I'll take you back to your father's bar and set you down safe and sound. No help, Foster John, no help, though I pity thee. 7 young ladies you have drowned, and the 8th one won't be me. She's got on to her milk-white steed, swiftly rode away. She's come home to her father's bar before the break of the
چرخ ستم کار dili nalana toxunma. Hicr aləmidir. Hicr aləmidir, çəkdiyim əfxanə
Gel gel ana kalmış malı gel gel.
track from Volume 8 in the Music of Central Asia series of recordings put out by Smithsonian Folkways. This volume is entitled Rainbow. It fuses contemporary classical string quartet music performed by the Kronos Quartet with the traditional musics of Afghanistan and Azerbaijan. We listen to a track from the Azerbaijani portion of the release, on which the Kronos Quartet was joined by an ensemble fronted by singer Alim Kasimov, also featuring Fargana Kasimov on additional vocals and daf, with other authentic Azerbaijani instruments including komanche and tar. The tune Kolen Atim, My Spirited Horse. The singer is riding through snowy mountains in a horse-drawn carriage on their way to see their mother. Their hope is that the horse will get them to the village swiftly but safely. Before that, music from Shilas, the duo from Scotland, that is Patsy Seddon and Mary McMaster on harps and vocals, taking their name from the 18th century Scottish poet Shilas na Cepach, who often spoke highly of harp music. We listen to a track from their album Play on Light, a traditional piece, May Colvin. I've seen and heard several variants on this folk song, all with different titles, but all with the same basic premise. A young girl escaping her would-be killer by asking him to turn away from her just long enough for her to cast him into the ocean where he drowns. And we began the set with a piece of music from the Beti tribe of Cameroon, a percussion piece from the François-Marie Ngoa group. It was entitled Obama Ondua Ebini from the compilation African Gems. We'll begin this set with a Spanish duo combining flamenco, rumba, and rock and roll. They're called Estopa, and that's also the title of their debut recording. This is Me Falta el Aliento.
Llega el momento, me piro al filo de la mañana, qué frío, que no me he puesto el sayo, pero me he puesto como un rayo. Me siento como un esperma esperando en un tubo de ensayo, congelado pero vivo. Se rompe el hielo si tiro un suspiro, que no hay nadie más por la calle, que yo solo pienso en canciones, que una poesía me sale porque se me caen los pantalones y es que se me escapa el aire porque me falta el aliento, la fruta, la pasta, la gana de verte, el encanto, la salsa, la luz de mis ojos, mía de la manga, tus ojitos rojos. Me falta, me falta, me falta el aliento, la fruta, la pasta, la gana. Madrugada de hielo, alguien que se arrastra a ras de suelo, ya debe entrar el sol por tu ventana azul. Y yo en el ascensor, qué clara, qué estúpida expresión. Menos mal que ya no estás tú. Tengo un reloj que se para siempre que tú de mí te separas. Y anoche se paró a las dos, la dos no se paró a los dos. Que ya no hay tiempo que transcurra, ni sudor que se me escurra por tu cuerpo. Ahí donde curra mi silencio, mi mano, mi boca, mi gana, mi beso, mi cabeza loca, mi tema, mi sueño. Te digo por qué, porque me falta el aliento, la fuerza, la pasta, la gana de...
some Kora music from Senegal, as performed by Sekou Keita, specializing in the Kora repertoire of the Kassamance region of southern Senegal. In addition to his own recordings, Sekou has collaborated with other world music artists, including Celtic harpist Catherine Finch from Wales. We heard a track from his 2015 release, 22 Strings. It's just Sekou on Kora and occasionally vocals. We listened to one of the instrumentals from the album, Michi Nathan Mutoma, The Invisible Man. Before that, music from the ensemble Irfan, hailing from Bulgaria, and their music is based heavily on Bulgarian traditional music, but also traditional music from the Balkans, the Middle East, India, and North Africa. They perform on authentic instruments from all of those aforementioned regions, combined with male and female vocals and electronic instrumentation to form an ethereal world fusion sound. We listen to a track from their album The Eternal Return, another 2015 release. It was entitled Burana. And we began the set with some rumba rock flamenco fusion from Spain, courtesy of Estopa. From their self-titled release, it was Me Falta el Aliento. You're hearing it all on Sounds from the Global Village. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do that by email. It's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website, where you'll find much more info about the program, including detailed playlists and also streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And if you're looking for this episode, it's program number 1528. We'll begin our final set of the hour with Emmeline Michel from Haiti. She has been hailed as Haiti's answer to Joni Mitchell. She combines Haitian compa and rara music with jazz, pop, and other various influences. This is a track from her album Racine Creole. It's entitled Bo Kateu, By Your Side.
Make Thank you. sings. Hei muija lotti rohtais kiechas ainis.
Music from Mari Bune. Hailing from Norway, she is a member of the indigenous Sami people of northern Scandinavia. She combines traditional Sami joik with other influences, including rock and jazz. We heard a track from her album Idja Gidas, In the Hand of the Night. It was entitled Vue Vue Mu, or Vue Vue Mi. And while I have English translations for the lyrics of the songs on this CD, the translation really doesn't explain what the term Vue, V-U-O-I, means in the Sami language. But judging from the lyrics that are in English here, I think it's a kind of tribute or dedication song to various things which are important to the singer. For example, birds of flight, including the yellow bird, the summer night bird, the eagle, the cuckoo, the swallow, and the Night Owl, human emotions such as joy and sorrow, and seasons of the year, two of them at least represented in this song, winter and summer, and a dedication perhaps to one's self, me, hence the title, Vouez, Vouez, Me. Before that, from Algeria, Rachid Taha. Actually, the singer and activist has resided in France for many years. His main influence, of course, is Algerian rye, as one might expect, but he draws on other musical influences, including rock and even punk. We listen to a piece entitled Ya Raya. It's dedicated to his mentor, the singer and poet Dahmane El Harachi. It's from the compilation Cairo to Casablanca, an Arabic musical odyssey. It's a Putumayo compilation from the mid-90s, and as the title implies, it is indeed a collection of contemporary music from various North African nations, predominantly Algeria, Egypt, and Morocco. Unfortunately, that compilation, like many Putumayo albums of that vintage, long out of print. And we began that set, our final set of the hour, with some music from Haiti, from Emeline Michel. In 2010, Emeline performed as part of Hope for Haiti, a global relief effort benefiting the victims of the earthquake which devastated the island. She performed a Jimmy Cliff tune, Many Rivers to Cross. We listened to a track from her album Racine Creole. It was entitled Bo Ketuo, or By Your Side. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. A final reminder, if you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com, and our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Join me again when you can for another musical trip around the world. Sounds from the Global Village is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.